Hello everyone and welcome to PAMcast. I'm Pamela Prado and today we'll be talking about abortion. If you're wondering why I've chosen to talk about abortion, well it's because I'm pro-choice. It is a very important issue to discuss because many women go through this dilemma in their lives and society believes that government and religion shouldn't or should limit women to decide what to do to their own bodies. For today's podcast, I will be using procon.org. If we consider what abortion is, well, procon.org defines it as the expulsion of a fetus from the uterus before it has reached the stage of viability. So if we take into account what this means, well, abortion is when a pregnancy is ended early where the fetus won't be able to reach its full cycle of development. When we think of abortion, we should consider that embryos and fetuses are not independent, self-determining beings, and abortion is the termination of a pregnancy, not a baby. It is my view that a fetus isn't considered a human being until birth, not conception, since research has shown that fetuses are not counted in the U.S. Census, and that is something to think about. Abortion is a significant topic to talk about because it can cause psychological damage. This is interesting because women who undergo abortion are at a higher risk for depression, which is a mental illness where you feel elevated and persistent sadness and loss of interest that interferes with important areas of functioning. The issue of abortion matters because reproduction choice empowers women by giving them control of their bodies. I feel like it is very important for women to decide what they want to do with their bodies, so they can have the ability to determine their own future, since having a baby can change their whole life. Keep this in mind because when we return, I will be discussing about financial disadvantages, how it opposes the word of God, and how pregnant women should take responsibility. In the last segment, I talked about the termination of pregnancy, its psychological effects, and how reproductive choice empowers women. For this segment, I will be talking about how abortion violates God, the financial disadvantages, and how women should be accountable for a child. Abortion is the killing of a human being, which defies the word of God. We should know that when the baby has been conceived, it has already been recognized by God. This is important because people who are religious feel stuck, since it is a sin from the Ten Commandments. If the woman isn't religious, then this dilemma doesn't affect her. But for the women that are, then it can be really complicated. It is my view that if you decide to get an abortion, then God will forgive you and love you regardless, because God offers full forgiveness. When we think about abortion, we should consider that reproductive choice protects women from financial disadvantage. So, it is my view that in some cases, when women get abortions, it's because they don't have the financial resources to take care of a baby, or having a baby can interfere with education, where it becomes much more challenging to have a career. And that is an idea that we should keep in mind. Lastly, if a woman becomes pregnant, they should accept the responsibility that comes with producing a child. I feel that people should take responsibility for their consequences, because a baby shouldn't be punished due to someone else's choices. But I do feel like there are exceptions. Sometimes women are sexually harassed or raped, and it can lead to an unwanted pregnancy because of it. In that circumstance, I do believe that they should have a choice, since it was forced and not consensual. Due to reproductive choice, financial disadvantages, and religion are reasons why abortion matters. And this is why I chose to discuss this today. So I hope you enjoyed this episode of PAMcast. Until next time, take care.